Identifying the signs of human trafficking can be difficult. Dr. Bob Shapiro, director of the child abuse team at Cincinnati Children's Meyerson Center, lists some of them.
The children may be coming to the hospital for treatment of sexually transmitted infections, injuries, drug addiction. And the challenge for the staff is to know what questions to ask and what indications are present that should make a diagnosis of human trafficking one of the differential diagnoses.
Other signs could be having an older male companion, sexual abuse, runaway behavior, and dropping out of school. Meyerson now has more money to train workers to look for those signs. The Ohio Department of Job and Family Services is giving 26 children's advocacy centers more than $500,000 in funding. Shapiro doesn't know how many girls fall victim here and says the state number of 1 to more than 3,000 victims a year may be inaccurate. It was back in February that Ohio declared war on human trafficking. Just weeks later, somebody in Toledo reported one case. Then in June, that 17-year-old and eventually her 16-year-old friend, both from Louisville, were freed. Director of the Ohio Department of Public Safety, John Bourne, says a truck driver had abducted them and taken them to Michigan for prostitution.
Because of the efforts, collaborative efforts that took place, two young girls have a chance of recovery, and the driver of that truck is now serving a prison term.
Ohio says the most common age of young girls to become victim of human trafficking is 13. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.